You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. Privacy law, injunctions and legal action against Twitter. A UK-based photographer is confirmed dead the day after four fellow journalists were released. And the winner of the Orwell Prize tells journalism.co.uk why her son entered the prize on her behalf. It's Friday the 20th of May. I'm Sarah Marshall and here are the top news stories this week from journalism.co.uk. Privacy law has dominated the media news agenda this week. On Monday, Newsgroup Newspapers, which publishes The Sun, and model Imogen Thomas lost in a bid to overturn an injunction preventing the media naming a Premier League footballer alleged to have had an affair with Thomas. Mr Justice Eady, who issued a temporary injunction in the case in March, ruled against the newspaper and model, arguing in a written statement that there was no suggestion of any legitimate public interest in publishing such material. Today it was revealed that lawyers acting on behalf of the footballer, who is referred only as CTB, are suing Twitter and several of its users after messages on the site earlier this month purported to name the footballer. On Wednesday, Newsgroup Newspapers were back in the High Court after Lib Dem peer Lord Stoneham revealed details of an alleged extramarital affair between former Royal Bank of Scotland chief Sir Fred Goodwin and a senior colleague at RBS. Under parliamentary privilege, Stoneham was entitled during a House of Lords debate to breach an injunction obtained by Goodwin protecting his identity in relation to the alleged affair. Later that day, Newsgroup Newspapers went to court to seek to have the part of the injunction protecting Goodwin's identity overturned, and Mr Justice Tugendhat varied the order to allow the newspaper group to name the former RBS chief. A report published today by a senior UK judge and Master of the Rolls, Lord Neuberger, warned politicians breaching injunctions in Parliament that they may not be protected in every case by parliamentary privilege, and that reporters covering parliamentary comments that breach injunctions may not be also always protected by qualified privilege. Surrey-based photographer Anton Hamill, who was thought to have been being held in Libya over the last 6 weeks, was not captured, but shot and killed, it was revealed this week. Hamill, a South African national who lived in Surbiton with his wife and two children, was with four other journalists near the eastern oil town of Brega when the group was attacked. British photographer Neil Chandler, American journalists Claire Gillis and James Foley, and Spanish photographer Manu Brebau were all released the previous day in Tripoli. Al Jazeera journalist Dorothy Parvaz this week spoke out about the terrifying experience of being detained in Syria and deported to Iran. In an interview with Al Jazeera, she said she heard severe beatings taking place, which she felt she was made to hear in order to scare her. 3 days into her detention in Syria, she was deported to Iran on suspicion of being a spy, which carries the death penalty there. After 2 weeks of questioning, Iran agreed that she was a journalist and not a spy and released her. The winner of the Orwell Prize for Journalism was announced this week, and it went to columnist Jenny Russell for work published in The Guardian and The Sunday Times. The annual prize offers three awards for journalism, a blog and a book that are considered to be the closest to George Orwell's ambition to make political writing into an art. Judges for the Journalism Prize said that Russell was the standout journalist in an outstanding field. Speaking to journalism.co.uk after the ceremony, Russell said she had been too ill at the time to enter the prize, and that it was in fact her son who had selected the articles, filled out the form and entered for her. In technology news, we've been looking at how to make journalists safer when working in dangerous and remote locations such as Libya. Four major news organisations in the UK, all of them household names, are opting for a service called Track 24 Solo. It tracks journalists by GPS and satellite to pinpoint them anywhere in the world. Marius Gilmore is operations director and told us where it's being used. Finally, there's just 1 week to go until journalism.co.uk's next event, News Rewired Noise to Signal, which takes place next Friday, that's the 27th of May. The event focuses on data